1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
So shall you prosper. But now Jehoshaphat got a strategy. He said, you know what? God has spoken to us, so what we're going to do, we're going to send the singers. Hear me? We're going to send the singers out first. Now, who sends out the singers to sing the enemy away? They must have been singing. Put them ahead of the warriors to sing. But as they sang, the word says that their enemies turned their sword on themselves. He said, because when the singers go first, or let me say when Judah is released first, when praise goes out first, he says, you won't have to fight in that battle. Amen. Are you, come on, we're getting there. Are you hearing me? When you allow Judah to go first, God says, I'll take up your cause. I'll fight your battle. It won't be hard. It won't be difficult. It won't be a struggle for you. Amen. Why? Because I'll take up your battle. When they sent Judah first, they went out singing, and God went in there and discomfited the enemy. They killed themselves. By the time Israel got there, all they saw were dead bodies and spoil. They were 3 days gathering the spoil. So when you send Judah first, there are battles you won't have to fight in. All you'll have to do is get prepared to gather the spoil. How many know harvest takes a little work? Let's take it a little further. Judah went first. All they had to do was gather spoil. God fights the battle for the praiser. So much is wrought in our praise. Bible tells us to give thanks in all things. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Praise ought always be on our lips. Isaiah chapter 65 and verse number 17. God says here, now in light of what we looked at in Isaiah 51, and I know this is twofold. How many know the word, the scripture has manifold wisdom? There is set for a time, and yet God is doing something in the present. There's going to be a time where God creates new heavens and new earth. But how many know, he says, I put my word in your mouth in order for you to bring or plant heaven now. So he says, therefore, behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. And if we go down to verse 21, and they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are, the days of my people and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain nor bring forth trouble. They are the seed of the blessed of the Lord and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. God says, before you call, come on, see, the one that keeps the word in their mouth, the one that keeps the word in their mouth and keeps Judah on their lips, God says, before they call, I will answer. Before they ask, I will be hearing them. I'll hear it in their praise. When Bartimaeus was sitting by the side of the road, amen, and all that huge crowd was coming through with Jesus, and all the noise and all the hoopla and the clamor, Bartimaeus asked who this was, and they said, it's Jesus of Nazareth. Right away, he started to release a sound. Now, there was a whole lot of sounds already. Think about it, thousands of people. Everybody trying to throng Jesus. There's a man sitting by the wayside. And he finds out it's Jesus. But he's desperate. Everybody else is just there, you know, just, he's desperate. He's over there. And he's like, Jesus! Thou son of David! Have mercy upon me. Jesus is walking, and Peter and them thronging him, and crowds noisy and trying to tell, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. There was a sound released. Jesus stopped. Jesus, bring him to me. They go through the crowd. Where's the beggar? The blind man, they grab him. The master's calling for you. He gets up. Now, what's prophetic is he knew. See, God said, before you ask, I'll hear you. Before you call. See, he knew. See, this is very, he knew. He came out of his coat. The coat was a symbol of his blindness. They wore a certain color because they were blind and people could identify. But when he got up, when they came and said, the master calls for you. Bartimaeus got up, couldn't see nothing, but he sure came out that jacket. come on. What? He released a sound. And that sound was heard. God said, when you praise me, when all the people praise me, the earth is going to yield. Will hear before you call. I hear you. I hear your heart. Amen. Sometimes you can't even put it into words. Jesus! But he hears you. And he said, I'll answer you. Daniel chapter 9, verse 21. Let me show you another example of this. The book of Daniel, chapter 9 and verse 21. Just so that you see this. It says in verse 20, this is Daniel praying, confessing, decreeing. He says, and whilst I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God, before the Lord my God, for the holy mountain of my God. Yea, whilst I was speaking in prayer. Come on. While I was speaking in prayer. Even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision in the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. In other words, Daniel is reaffirming that God will answer you. You in the midst about to ask something. Amen. And God, I'm telling you, there is a dimension. Amen. Praises are going to enter into it. Amen. You can walk out of here sometime and the answer going to be right there. Your cell phone going to ring or it's going to have rung while you were in service. But you had it on silence. You get out into your car and see somebody called. Oh, that's that job interview I wanted on a Sunday. Before you call, God said, I'm going to answer. It's reserved for Judah. Let's go a little further, and we're almost there. Isaiah chapter 66. Isaiah. Again, chapter 66, the last chapter of Isaiah. Verse 7. Here we have it. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Amen. Who has heard such things? No pain in delivery? I'm telling you, there's a realm that awaits. It's awaiting the praisers. It's awaiting Judah. Before the birth pangs came, the baby came. Amen. Before the travail, she brought forth her child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? Yes. For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her child. Now, to some of you, I want to this next verse, verse 9, this is for you. Shall the Lord bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth? God didn't bring you to where you are. With all this hope in your heart, with all this vision that you have, with all these plans that you've made, with all this that you put into, God didn't bring you to the birth and not gonna cause you to bring forth. I said, God gonna cause it to come forth. Amen. And it will be without travail. It won't be difficult. Amen. It won't be hard. It won't be a struggle. Without labor. Ah, help me, Holy Ghost. Where's Judah up in here? Where's Judah? I'm talking to Judah. I'm talking to them praise warriors. You're going to have stuff happen and what no trouble. What no fight with the devil. What no fight with demons. It God brought it forth. Without travail. Without labor. Hey, I feel it. And not only that, in verse 9, the Lord says, shall I cause to bring forth and then shut the womb? He said, once this thing gets started, you better get ready for the quintuplets or whatever it is, because it's going to start a whole new realm. He don't give you just one. He's going to give you many, multiple. The womb won't be shut till the purpose is fulfilled. Amen. I got more notes than time. Revelation 12:10. Here's another benefit of praise. Praise will silence the enemy. Devil don't hang around when you start praising God. You can start singing or humming a tune to the Lord. The devil don't stick around. Amen. He ain't got no business up in your space anyway. But should he invade it, he don't stick around when praise is going up. Amen. Praise will silence the enemy. Just write it down. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. It will silence. In other words, the accuser of the brethren, the one that likes to accuse you, to try to make you shame, try to make you look bad, try to make you feel bad, try to steal your self-esteem, try to devalue you, your praise will shut his mouth.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.